Private Trevor Herbert of Bunbury was drafted in 1966 and sent to Vietnam. He served with a mobile training unit for some of the time in difficult circumstances, often not knowing whether he was talking to friend or foe. During leave back in Australia in August 1968, Trevor knew that he wasn't in good shape, either mentally or physically. Upon his return from leave, he was allocated to guard duty in Saigon, protecting clerical staff. He'd lost a lot of weight and was worn down, he said. Then came the notification that 3RA had been recalled to Australia. Trevor's last memory of Vietnam was travelling in a truck convoy down to Vung Tau Harbour. 10 days later, when he walked down the gangplank at Fremantle, his wife Maureen was there to meet him.
There was no exit interview or counselling or anything, and my counsellor was my wife. Once I got out of the army, I went back to working in the railways as a shunter. It was very noisy, and the loud bangs and stuff drove me crazy, and I couldn't handle it. You know, the war was still going on, and people I knew were still there, and nobody in Australia seemed to really care. I never went near the RSL till I ran into a fella, and he said, "Listen, you need the support of other veterans. Come down the RSL." So I did, and I'm glad I did, because I could talk to him, and I'll forever thank that guy.
When the Vietnam Veterans Association contacted him about a reunion, Trevor was again reluctant to attend, but after some thought, did. The 1987 Welcome Home March passed in a haze of reunions, tears and lots of beers, he said. One of those reunions was with Ross, who'd been in the training team with him.
And when we did the march, I can't believe it, all the people that lined the streets and told us how good we were. And then up ahead of us, near the podium, because we just ambled along. There were blokes in wheelchairs, there were blokes with tin legs, there were blokes on crutches, there was blokes helping each other walk. But up ahead of us, we could see the blokes up ahead of us going, "Yeah, get stuffed," and giving the bird to the podium. We thought, what the hell? And when we got level with the podium, there's Bob Hawke standing there, because he was in the bloody union or something, and they stopped our mail. But anyway, we had a big show in the Domain that night, and you might have heard about Frankie, who kicked the mine. He and Graham Edwards got up on the stage in their wheelchairs, and they were pretty drunk as well. And Frankie, he was whizzing around the stage on his wheelchair, and he went right off the end of the stage into the crowd, and they caught him. It was magic. It was a magic weekend, and I come home probably better for it. And settled down quite a lot.
Trevor Herbert had one more ghost to lay of his Vietnam experience.